Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Ribbing it with Ryan. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ribkin, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Got a lot of stuff coming up in the final hour of the program. More Orioles talk. What should they do? Got Ryan O'Hearn. Talk to Ryan Ribkin today. We'll get into that. Like, if the Orioles traded him, then tried to re-sign him, would he be cool with that? Well, we'll get his thoughts on that one. So stick around. But right now, let's talk about the sports subjects of the day. We'll count the dough next week.
Right.
How's that
sound? Stick with what we know. That's what I like to say.
And well, I know nothing.
What we do, we know Orioles, or we pretend to. A big series this weekend. Marlins come into town. One last series before the All-Star break. And that means it's also a chance for Kyle Stowers to do some damage against his former team. We'll have to wait and see if the much-anticipated cinematic dream matchup of Stowers versus Rogers comes true tomorrow. It is a lefty-lefty matchup. I'm not sure if the Marlins are like the Orioles, where they're adverse to playing lefties against left-handed pitching, but for our entertainment's sake, I hope he's in the lineup.
Well, he's hitting 300 against lefties this year.
Okay, well, I guess that answers that question.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Stowers' career numbers at Camden Yards, brief, but numbers nonetheless. 247 average, 3 homers, 15 RBIs. Buy or sell, Ryan, Stowers will go yard against his former team at some point this weekend.
I'm buying it. It's something about facing your old team. It's either going to be he's going deep once or twice, or he ain't getting hit the whole series. Like, that's how it is in these moments. And Stowie, though, by the way, and I had him on my show, the Ryan Ripken Show, in the past. He's been my teammate in the past in 2021. One of the most genuine guys. And he loves Baltimore. He wanted to be here. Genuinely wanted to be here. A lot of his best friends are on that team. Now, having said that, though, I think he's going to make a point here, an all-star point, that he's going to maybe leave the yard twice this weekend. Nolan, that's my bold prediction.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't force your hand there.
Well,
that was all
whammy.
It's all you.
Take it to the bank, Nolan McGraw.
How about a little NBA here? The Suns, they're changing their roster slightly. Kevin Durant's out of town. They're expected to move on from Bradley Beal, but they are not giving up or willing to move on from Devin Booker. In fact, they view him so highly that they just gave him an insane financial commitment, $145 million extension over 2 years. In terms of annual value, that is the most valuable contract in NBA history, one-upping what SGA just signed a few weeks ago. NBA writer Sam Quinn calls it a desperate overpay for a directionless team. He questions Booker's true star power or status as a real star player in the league in general. Bob, are you buying or selling this as a foolish move on Phoenix's part?
Buying it 100% because he'll be playing for another team in 3 years. And he's not SGA, even though they're both Kentucky alums, of course, but SGA, transcendent guy. He put up Jordan-like numbers in multiple different categories this year. Booker's a big scorer, we know that, but the Suns were in the NBA Finals just, 3 years ago when they lost to Milwaukee? And both teams have kind of lost their way. But since Ishbia took over, you talk about a guy that's meddling as an owner. I mean, if you're a head coach in Phoenix, don't send your dry cleaning out because you might be fired by the time it's done.
We got time for one more topic here in Major League Baseball. There's a new flame-throwing young pitcher in town. His name is Jacob Mizorowski. You can just call him Miz for short. Got a fastball sitting at 99 miles per hour, 94 mile per hour is on the slider. And the K's, well, they've been coming early and often for him in his first taste of Major League Baseball action. Just the other night, struck out 12 Dodgers batters, raising his total to 33 in 5 starts this year. That's 11.6 strikeouts per 9, pretty much on par with what Paul Skeens did last year in his incredible rookie year, 11.5 strikeouts per 9 for him. Now, late jump this year. That's going to prevent him from matching Skeen's total numbers. But Ryan, are you buying or selling his K rate will end up being higher at the end of the year than Skeen's was last year?
I'm going to sell that part just because as great as it is, that's still a tough hill to climb. And he's got great stuff, by the way. I mean, it is, you watch it, and I'm still trying to understand exactly when I heard, oh, it's a 96, 97 mile an hour slider. I'm like, well, that's got to be a cutter, right? It's got to be something. But it doesn't move exactly like a cutter either, right? Spectacular talent. I just wonder, as he continues to learn here at the big league level, you know, are guys going to make adjustments? And I think I just hold Paul Skeens in such a high category where he already had everything kind of figured out and he really didn't have any bumps in the road. I think that Miz might have a couple bumps in the road, but he's going to be one of the brightest pitching stars moving forward in the game.
What was the name of the guy that won for the Yankees the other night?
Oh, come on now. Future Cy Young?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm not even trying because I'm going to get us an FC.
Schlittler. But you know what's funny about Mizorowski is just watching.
They got to say that.
Right. Well, go ahead. Try it.
Mizorowski.
Oh,
there
very
it
good.
Is right or there.
Mike Wazowski. No,
Mike Wazowski.
Watching him pitch, his stature. I mean, he's extremely tall, but he's extremely thin. I mean, he reminds you of a young Chris Sale a little bit. But watching these guys pitch, all right, a Felix Bautista, big dominant presence. I understand where the power comes from with him. But these scrawny guys cocking back and throwing 100 miles per hour, they're freaks. Freaks of, I don't get it.
Well, that was all Tim Lincecum back in the day.
Yeah, him too.
I don't know if he pumped 100, though. Did he? Lincecum?
Well, how tall was he?
He was a little teeny tiny guy. Yeah, he had big hair.
Well, Sale and Mizorowski are like 6'6".
Yeah.
But under 200.
Yeah, and the Mountains guy, look, by the time the ball leaves his hand, it's like he could grab your helmet. I mean, he's coming off that mound with that immense size. Well, we come back, talk more about the Orioles, the Mets series in the rearview mirror, which was a win. They swept that doubleheader. Yeah, I got a bunch of tags. They should have swept the series. Well, they didn't. But they did win 2 out of 3, and coming from behind in game one to do so, you want to think like Mike Elias, think with us at 410-583-1057. Ryan Ripken, we're ripping it with him. He talked to Ryan O'Hearn, who's the Orioles' all-star representative in 2025. He could be in a pennant race this year, but it might not be in Baltimore. We'll get your American League East report as well. Speaking of the Yankees, boy, they had a miraculous win as they swept the Mariners, which actually helped the Orioles.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace. And our AI agent answers 24/7, so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.